This is ANMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The ANMA Radio News update at 8. I'm Jan Sharif. Good morning. Today is being observed as International Day for Preventing the Exploitation of the Environment in War and Armed Conflict. The United Nations UN International Day for Preventing the Exploitation of the Environment in War and Armed Conflict is annually held on November 6. The day aims to educate people about the damaging effects of war and armed conflict on the environment. Many people around the world, including government officials, scientists, journalists, educators, and business people, observe the UN's International Day for Preventing the Exploitation of the Environment in War and Armed Conflict. Those who take part in the day work together to find ways to limit environmental destruction caused by armed conflict and war. The UN Agency for Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, says that food prices have declined for some of the world's most important foods as harvests continue to outstrip demand. FAO recently announced the development in its monthly food price index and said that lower dairy prices led to the downward trend in key commodities. Forecasts for 2018 indicate that worldwide cereal production and surpluses are likely to reach record levels. FAO senior economist Abdulrizza Abbasian explains more.
What we are observing is that prices in general are declining. There may be a few months here and there where they stabilize, they go up a little bit, but then the tendency is down, primarily because supply exceeds demand. Why supply exceeds demand? There are many factors, obviously. But in very general terms, we had very good prices, very high prices a few years ago. This obviously stimulated production. This obviously helped with investment. So to some extent, we've had these factors contributing. But also when it comes to crops, we've had exceptionally good weather, I would say, year after year when it comes to the overall world production level.
FAO senior economist Abdulrizza Abbasian. The Supreme Court is expected to give its ruling into the Liberty Party prohibition case today. The court on Thursday reserved the decision for Monday. At the hearing on Thursday, Liberty Party was represented by Councillor Charles Brumskin, while Councillor Musa Dane represented the National Elections Commission, NEC. Chief Justice Francis Koppo presided over Thursday's deliberation at a jam-packed chamber at the Temple of Justice. There were several international and local observers and lawyers, including human rights lawyer Councillor Tiawan Ganglo. Recently, the Supreme Court placed a stay order on the runoff presidential election that was scheduled for Tuesday, November 7. It granted the alternative writ of prohibition, which was sought by the Liberty Party. The news is coming to you from ANMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The lawyer for an American woman says police in Zimbabwe charged her over a tweet that appeared to insult President Robert Mugabe. Martha O'Donovan, 25, is accused of referring to Mr. Mugabe as a selfish man and sick man, a charge she denies. Her lawyer told U.S. media she faces charges of insulting the president and plotting to overthrow the government. Her arrest appears to be the first of its kind since the country's cyber ministry was created last month. The charge of plotting to overthrow the government carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. And finally, the White House has sought to downplay a major climate change report which was compiled by 13 U.S. federal agencies. The study is at odds with assertions from President Donald Trump and several members of his administration. It says it is extremely likely human activity is the dominant cause of global warming. A spokesman for the White House said it supported rigorous scientific analysis and debate, but added that the climate was always changing. White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah said it was not certain how sensitive the Earth's climate was to greenhouse gas emissions. That's the ANMA Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on ANMA, you can log on to www.anmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/anmil2003, or twitter/anmilnews. I'm Jan Sharif. Good morning.